Welcome to GG Shorts with Joe Bags and Jake Dog.
Yes,
all right, Jake Dog, we're wrapping up the week with this question. What are your favorite traditions to do either solely or with your family?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't necessarily thrilled about this question because I don't necessarily like thinking or talking about Christmas when it's April.
My bad.
I have a very strict policy of no Christmas music before Thanksgiving, no Christmas movies before Thanksgiving, but here
Absolutely.
We are.
It's, which is the absolute law that everyone should follow. Actually, if you wanted to have Christmas music just like starting on December 23rd and like ending promptly at like noon on Christmas, I'd be good with that.
I'm not going to go that far, but for me, it is no doubt what my favorite tradition in the world is. It will be on Christmas Eve. Every single year without fail, I at 7 o'clock, no matter how crappy my fantasy weekend has gone, because that is inevitably a fantasy football loss in the playoffs.
I apologize.
For me. But at 7 o'clock, I will turn my television over to NBC.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Absolutely.
It is the only time of year that I will watch it. I watch it once.
Mm-hmm.
I do not watch it on DVR. I do not watch it on any other channel. Mm-hmm. I watch the NBC broadcast of It's a Wonderful
Life.
You
want commercials and all.
It's a one-shot deal. Mm-hmm. And it's because growing up as a kid and just having on Christmas Eve just that anticipation and excitement and everything for opening presents the next morning,
mm-hmm.
I would need something to fall asleep to. And so I would turn on It's a Wonderful Life. It's a black and white movie.
Mm-hmm.
Always did the trick. And so it's always been a part of my life as long as I can remember. You know, you don't remember every present you got. Mm-hmm. You don't remember who was over at your house on a particular year. But It's a Wonderful Life has been a part of my Christmas story for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And so now that I'm married and it was so special being able to hold Miha for her first Christmas, mm-hmm. and watching It's a Wonderful Life with her.
Yeah.
And I just know, you know, it's just going to be the thing that, you know, I think my thinking years down the line, and hopefully my wife outlives me for a long time, but I think it's going to be the most emotional time of the year for her,
mm-hmm.
is when it's Christmas Eve, I'm not around, and It's a Wonderful Life comes on, because it's going to be like every year, that's my thing.
Could this be any more sad? What are you doing right now?
It's just going to be the thing that I think will be remembered most of from mm-hmm. My wife and daughter.
I get that.
Because it's my most sacred tradition of
something
anything.
To pass down to also to
Yes,
to
it'll
Miha.
Be something
that's
that,
thing.
Yes, she and God willing, she gets married one day, and she's like, hey, honey, and hey, kids, you know what your grandpa
used to do. We're going to
watch It's a Wonderful Life with grandpa, and then when I'm long gone, it's going to mm-hmm. be something that, you know, they do.
Just
yes,
for
100%.
Generations on. Yeah, that's awesome. No, and I love that, man. And honestly, when I thought of the question, I didn't have Christmas in mind. I will say real quick, my Christmas tradition is with my sister every year. Since she got married, we always open presents, our presents to each other on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
That was always our, like, because we always just wanted to open a present, you know. So she got married to a great guy, and
He's okay.
He's not the worst. Yeah. We'll just say that. So, so we'd go over to her house, and we would make French toast, peanut butter and jelly French toast, and we would, you know, watch The Grinch.
That's right.
We'd have one of the, there's three versions. We're okay with any of them. You know, I prefer Jim Carrey's, if we're being honest.
Yes.
That's the one I want to watch.
That is the
kids
correct.
Like the cartoon one,
sure.
You know. But
the
it was
Benedict Cumberbatch one.
Yeah, I'm out. You know, but the kids like that one. So, but I will say it was really cool. The first year I was married to do that with my sister, my wife, and our two kids, big guy and little guy, and it was just really fun to kind of get to do that. But my actual tradition that I wanted to talk about when I thought about with this question was what my mom does, and you've been a part of a few of these. It's just anytime there's a holiday. Doesn't matter what holiday it is. If any of the Monday holidays, you know, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, you know, any of Labor Day, any of those days that we get off, you know, even when, you know, 4th of July and things like that, just random holidays. My mom loves to have a cookout. She loves to have some kind of food. She loves to have people over. You know, Joe Bags, you and your wife have come over for some of these. You know, we haven't gotten Miha over for any of them yet, so we'll have to do that this year when we have some of those cookouts and stuff. But it just became a tradition. In fact, when my wife and I were just dating, we weren't even engaged yet. We got engaged a couple weeks later, but July 4th came around.
Yeah.
And my mom had, she works at Buc-ee's, and she bought everyone in the family
right.
Buc-ee's 4th of July shirts. And it's just one of those things that when my mom is gone, I will remember buying Buc-ee's shirts and everybody having these matching shirts. And I remember when she first got them, I was like, this is the stupidest thing that you could possibly do. Uh-huh. But now I just look back and I see there's a picture that my mind right now, there's my little guy and my two nieces standing together, both wearing their Buc-ee's shirts, and they're just just these giant smiles holding yeah. sparklers. And I just think to myself, man, just the time with family is so important. It's so precious. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things. My mom, I remember there was a Monday holiday. We just didn't do anything because it was like she had to work. And, you know, my dad was cutting grass because he's got a lawn care company, obviously, you know. And so we're just kind of sitting there. And my mom was like, well, we're not doing anything. And I could just hear the disappointment in her voice that we weren't getting together for that because it's, you know, it's tough sometimes. Like life gets mm-hmm. busy. You don't see family and stuff. And so it was just really cool to kind of spend that time. And I'll remember that the rest of my life. And, you know, just always just those holidays. It's just, it's nothing big. We just buy cheap burgers, you know, the frozen burgers, throw them on the grill, have people over. And again, anybody's welcome. You've come over, Dustin's yeah. come over, you know, just anybody who wants to come over and just kind of hang out and spend time with the family, man. It's just time together. And I love it, man.
As long awesome. As you have the chopped onions with the hot dogs.
Absolutely, man.
I will be there.
I will always have those for you, Joe Bags. Never worry.
Yes.
Never worry.
Not necessarily the buns, but that's another story oh, for another time.
Yes, absolutely. One day that will be told on the podcast. I am very sure.
All right. Well, that'll wrap up another week. So excited for next week. But for now, we'll say have a good weekend. GG's. Love you, Jake Dog.
GG's.
As always.
Love you, bro.
Talk to you next time.
Yes, sir.